This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Hello and welcome to another Berry Street Podcast. This is Jace Gibbs and with me in the studio for this month's podcast is Anita Pell. How are you going, Anita?
I'm really well, thanks, Jace.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Berry Street?
So, Jason, I've been involved in out-of-home care for, I just keep saying, more than 30 years. It's probably about 35 years or so.
The counter hit 30 and it stayed
That's
there.
That's it, yeah, it just stays there. I have a great passion for foster care. And so I had an opportunity to go overseas and do some studies at various stages, which we'll talk a little bit more about later.
Sure.
But I have a great affection for carers and appreciation of the commitment that they make to kids in care. So my role at the moment at Berry Street is a senior advisor for home-based care.
Okay.
So basically I provide support and resources and so forth to the regional staff, but I also am involved in service development and looking at a reform model for foster care.
Okay, so over 30 years you should know the ins and outs of Berry Street and what goes down.
One would hope so.
you must be proving yourself, I'm sure. We have heard before that there is a real need for foster carers in Victoria. Why do you think more people aren't becoming foster carers or are deciding to stop being foster carers?
Okay, there's a number of reasons, Jason. And one of them, of course, is that most families today require two incomes.
Sure.
And Victoria currently has the lowest reimbursement rates for foster parents across the state. Other jurisdictions in Australia pay a lot more than what our current carers do. So it's difficult to recruit based on that alone because it's not a choice. They don't have a choice to work from home.
Is that just our state government tightening the belt and not delivering as other states have? Or what's the main reason that they're not giving the same level of support?
I'm not really sure why our government
they're just not
hasn't
listening.
Reimbursed, but yeah, they haven't obviously seen that that's a priority for within budget. I think, you know, the pool from which we recruit has changed. You know, we used to, 10 years ago, we would recruit for mostly women who might have been at home, you know, couples who had raised their children were on their own. You know, 10, 15 years ago, you'd rarely see a single person, for example, doing care, whereas that's changed very much now. But it has meant that our the pool from which we previously used to recruit has changed to the extent where we really needed to look at how do we target our marketing for who we recruit to now, if that's changed.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that's changed. The lack of understanding, I think, from general people in the community about the support that is provided to foster carers. You know, agencies like Berry Street provide a range of supports to foster parents. We have a 24-hour emergency sort of line, an on-call line. We provide them with pre-service training, obviously, post-service training. We have foster parent appreciation days. There's a whole range of things that we do to support carers, but see that a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And so they think, you know, they see the things that's in the media about the level of difficulties that might be with some of the children that require care and think, hell, I can't do that on my own, whereas we don't want them to do it on their own.
Yeah.
We want them to be a part
of the
team.
And as usual, the media always portrays, well, not always, but a lot of the time portrays everything in a negative form. It's hard for anyone to delve into an area a bit more and go, maybe I can work with this.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So you were saying earlier on that you did travel overseas a couple of years ago to do a Churchill Fellowship study focused on foster care in different countries. What was that like and what did you learn from it?
Jason, it was a great opportunity to gather evidence of best practice from a range of service providers and countries. You know, the Sir Winston Churchill Fellowship, which was my particular fellowship, was funded by the Brockhoff Foundation, and it gave me an excellent opportunity to look at all of the little bits and pieces that different countries were doing that was really top best practice, especially around the area area of marketing. You know, social workers aren't terribly good at looking at what we do as, for example, looking at foster care as a product and foster carers as commodities. Yeah. You know, that's not something the way that we would think.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we have to. We have to understand about you, about the Gen Ys, about the Gen Xs. We have to understand about what is it that's important to you. And so how do we reach you in your, say, 20s or 30s to think about becoming a carer? So we had to change things. So that gave me a great opportunity to see what they were doing overseas, to have better success than what we've been having.
Through that experience that you had in mixing with the different countries and the different ways of doing things, are there particular countries where perhaps foster carers are a bit more younger than other countries?
I think it's pretty similar across countries.
Okay.
There is no doubt that in the UK, they're much more sophisticated in their recruitment strategies.
Sure.
And I learnt a lot from being in the UK. And so, you know, they have a lot of younger couples, single couples, but the reality is that's what our profile's becoming like as well.
You know, it's crazy to think, you know, 10 years ago that people that were single weren't getting considered to be foster carers, you know, it's amazing.
And that's true. And I mean...
Let alone the GLBTI community.
I was just going to say, you know, like Berry Street's embarked on this wonderful campaign this year of recruiting, specifically targeting the GLBTI community, because we want them to know that, you know, you have just as much right to put up your hand if you're interested to be a carer as anybody else. But imagine that happening 15 years ago. It just wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have happened, unfortunately. But it is now, and that's the main thing.
You're listening to the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837. Or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
I know you have been focusing on improving foster care in Victoria. Can you explain a bit about the project you have been working on with Flinders University?
So the Social Policy Research Centre at the University of New South Wales has been working in partnership with us in developing a model that provides improved support, education and payment for foster parents that has the potential to reform the foster care system in Australia. If we look at recruitment and retention, because Jason, it's one thing to recruit, but it's another thing to retain them.
Sure.
And so in order for us to retain them, we really have to have a very good understanding about what it is that carers need.
Right.
We know what we want carers to be.
Yeah.
So we need to look at what is it that we can do for them in order for them to stay in the system and not leave the system.
How long do people stick around as foster carers? Because I'm assuming some would leave and then some would come back to do it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
Yes. No, I think I was actually only talking about this yesterday.
Okay.
You know, people either leave very early, so in the first 12 months, because, you know, it wasn't for me.
Sure.
It's not what I thought it was going to be. It's not for me. Or, you know, they just found the challenge of navigating the system within which foster care is. So, you know,
more
government,
often than not, it's the system
court,
that you have to deal with that's
absolutely.
The issue rather than the child that's in your care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
So either they live in that first 12 months or they stay for a really, really long time.
Okay.
You know, so because mostly carers, you know, if you had half a dozen carers sitting around here and you said, why do you do it? You know, after they've told you some of the, you know, really challenging stories that have happened in their home. They say because we get so much out of seeing the tiny bits of change that happens within a child.
Not having a child. I can't imagine what it'd be like to watch a child grow and watch every little step and see them grow up and get their first job and all that kind of thing and be proud.
Yes.
But to be able to guide so many children and help shape their lives,
that
would just be too hard to walk away from, I would imagine.
Because we have carers who have been caring for Berry Street for 20, 30 years and have cared for hundreds of children. And some of them have raised, you know, half a dozen sibling groups of children at different stages in their caring committee. It's in their caring time. It is amazing.
Mm.
It is amazing.
Oh, wow. If you had your way, what are some of the things you would change in the foster care system?
Okay, so some of the things that I'd want to change is the way that we currently fund, that the foster care programs are funded. If there was a different funding model for foster care, then what agencies could do is that they could, number one, pay their carers more.
Mm.
But the other thing is that they could include in their programs a clinician who would do an assessment on every child that came into care. We would have an education consultant in the program because our children in out-of-home care do so much less well than children that are that live at home with their families. Sure. They don't do anywhere near as well as those children. You know, we would have a consultant in the program that would help the child during their time in care to make really strong connections to their community, to their culture, to their sporting clubs, to their family, if that's possible, a whole range of things like that.
Extra
and
support,
that's the
yeah.
professionalised system. When I talk about improving the system, I want a professionalised system that wraps around that child. That's some of the things that I would change.
It sounds like you're not asking for unrealistic things, only things that are very helpful to shaping children.
Yes.
What do people need to what kind of qualities does a person need to be a foster carer?
I'm really pleased you asked that because I was thinking a lot about that today and I went over some of my material that I'd bought back actually from my study, the Churchill Fellowship study, and some of my notes. And some of the things that I wrote down were that what we see in foster carers is that they are optimistic and they're motivated. They're really especially motivated by small milestones. You know, having a success in a 6-month period with a child might be the mere fact that that child got up in the morning and went to school without a big
sure.
fight.
Yep.
You know, just the tiniest milestones. Mm. That they see a future rather than the challenges being insurmountable. They're dedicated to helping others. They are mostly action people. They like to see things getting done. They're energetic, they're strong, and they're mostly resilient. They're able to see things from the child's point of view. They're non-judgmental, and they have strong moral codes of ethics. That's what we see in our really good carers and that's what we want.
That sounds like the best way to finish the podcast, mm-hmm. but I had one more little question
yes.
or something I find interesting. You watch people around you having their own children
yes.
and raising those children. They think at first that they're not going to be prepared for that. Am I going to be a good father, mother,
yes.
that kind of thing. As they raise that child, they become the most amazing carer. And you know, then you look at someone that wants to become a foster carer or is thinking about it but doesn't think they're able to and never takes that step. You have to draw a comparison between the two, right? Once you
yes.
have that child in your care, more often than not, you're going to learn how to look after that child, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there is no doubt that it is it is more challenging to raise someone else's child other than your own. There's no doubt about that
sure.
because it brings with it its own complexities.
Mm.
However, you know, we do have specific training and support to help those people.
Exactly.
And you're absolutely right. Once they start and if they get that really strong fire in the belly, they do such a wonderful job and they carry on for years and we love them in our programs.
Very good. Anita, can you remind us how we can contact Berry Street to find out more information?
Okay, so you can contact Berry Street by getting on our website, berrystreet.org.au.
Yep.
Or you can phone into the office and I feel really, really bad because I haven't bought the 1-800 number.
It's drilled into my head.
Is
I know
it?
Right now it's 1-800-U-FOSTER.
That's it. 1-800-U-FOSTER. Thank you
works.
So much. Yeah.
Anita Pell, thank you so much for joining us for this month's Berry Street Podcast.
Thank you very much, Jason.
That was the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.